This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone to today's shiur on tefillah. We continue in the meaning of the brachos, and this series is sponsored by our good friend Rabbi Tzala Rose, Lili Nishmas' brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak. The neshama should have an aliyah, be a melech yosher for his whole family. Abiyas Goel Tzedek. Also, it should be Rufus Shlema for Yosef Shmuel Moshe for Rabbi Moskowitz. Okay, so we continue on. Actually, we're not really continuing because we're still up to the same word. And that word is the word Baruch. Now, amazingly, last week we learned basically two interpretations in the word Baruch. Firstly, we learned from the Sefer HaChinuch that the word Baruch is a statement of fact. We're not blessing Hashem, but instead we're declaring that God is the source of all blessing. And this pshat is a source in the Avudraham, where the Avudraham says on your sheet in number one, Baruch Atah Hashem. First of all, the Avudraham begins his commentary on the Siddur with a very important principle that we should be aware of. And that principle is that all words of tefillah, or he says at least the vast majority of words of tefillah, come from Sukkim and Tanakh. So where does the word Baruch come from? It comes from the Pasuk, Baruch Ata Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha. Says the Avudraham, Baruch Eino Lashon Pa'ol, it's not a verb, Ela Kamay Rachum V'chanon, it's an adjective. Shehu Atzmai Hu Mekara Brachas, God Himself is the source of blessing. Ve'eino Mekabla Me'acherim, He does not receive them from others. So that is the Avudraham's pshat, very similar to what we had in the from the Sefer HaChinuch. But I want to read to you a very interesting Gemara today. This is a Gemara we learned not so long ago in Brachos, so this will be, so to speak, our Brachos shiur for today as well. The Gemara says famously, Tahanya. You know that Gemara? Amar Rabbi Yishmael ben Eli, ben Elisha. Rabbi Shmuel said, the son of Elisha, Pamachas Nechnasti, one time I entered, Lahakter Ketoires Lefnaye V'Lefnim, on the inside, on the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'Royisi Akasriel. And I saw Akasriel, according to some, this refers to a name of God. Ka Hashem Tzvaka Shu Yoshev Al Kisei Ram V'Nisaha. That God was sitting on His lofty and elevated throne. V'Yomar Li. He said to me, Yishmael Bini. He said to me, Yishmael, my son, Barcheni, give me a bracha. So here we have it. God is asking a baser v'dam for a bracha. You know, that's a good one. So what would that mean? Amarti loy. I said to him, Yehi ratzoin milfanecha, it should be the will before you. Sheyichbeshu rachamecha eskascha, that your mercy should conquer your anger. V'yagoylu rachamecha al midoisecha, and you should cause to influence and roll your mercy over your midos, the sisnaheg im banecha, and you should conduct yourself with your children, b'midas harachamim, with the trait of mercy, the tikaneis lahem, and you should enter before them, lefnim meshuras hadin, before the letter of the law, within the letter of the law. In other words, you should go beyond the exactitude of the din. V'nana li b'roishai. And God nodded in approval. Yeah, that was a good bracha. He liked that bracha. The kamash malon, the chiddush here is shloi tehei berchas hedyoid kala be'inecha. Now, the chiddush is that a blessing of a simpleton should never be lowly in your eyes, because relative to God, everyone is a hedyoid. And if God appreciated the bracha of Yishmael ben Elisha, then one should never underestimate anybody's bracha. But the question is, certainly God is not asking for a bracha in the traditional sense, like we go to a tzaddik. But even in the way the Avudraham or the Sefer HaChinuch translates bracha, that it's a statement of fact that God is the source of all blessing, why would God ask that of Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha when Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was coming in to be makter the ketores, lefnai v'lefnim? Why did he say barcheini? Was he saying acknowledge the fact that I am the source of all blessing? So we have a very interesting approach, and this is basically going to be similar to the what we saw in the Malbim last week in the Artzus HaChaim in Siman Hey. So we start with the Rajba. The Rajba wrote a commentary on the Ein Yaakov, and it goes as follows. I'm sorry, it's not so clear. Ha'inyan, the Inyan, Rabbi Yishma ben Elisha, Sha'amar Le'a Kadosh Baruch Hu Barcheni, Lo Yale Mimcha, it should not be covered from you. Ki hu Inyan Kol HaBrachos, this is like all blessings. V'hu Shetzivanu B'Tayrasa, this is what God commanded us in His Torah. Ha'shlema, U'Beirachtas Hashem Le'ikacha, you should bless God. So when Rabbi Yishma ben Elisha was asked to bless God, it's no different than what we say in the Torah. You should bless Hashem, Uchsiv Kibay Bachar Hashem L'Shar Soil Varach B'Shmai, that in Him God selected to serve Him and to bless in His name. V'hu Amarnu Tizbareich Tisroimam, this is what we say, you should be blessed, you should be elevated. V'yal Tachshav, do not think Ki Habracha Inyan Hayda, don't think a blessing is a concept of gratitude. Ki habracha lashon toisefes v'riboy. Bracha means addition and a multitude. Milashon ubeirach eslachmecha. When God says He'll bless your bread, that means you'll have a lot of food. V'kacha, and baruch ata Hashem lamdeni chukacha. Blessed are you, God. You teach me your Torah. Utfilas yisharim. That it is the prayer of the just. Ritzoinai, the Goyremes, L'Rabbi Sarachvim Abriyosav, it is His will to cause God's mercy to flourish on His creations. Utfilas HaTzadikim, Koyvesh HaSasakas, the prayer of the righteous, overcomes anger. V'hu Inyan Tfilas Avraham Ba'afecha Sedoim, that is the Inyan of Avraham's prayer in overturning Sedoim. Cause your mercy to have more power than your anger. V'hu Inyan Kol HaTfilos, this is the concept of all prayer. Okay, so in other words, says the Rajba, bracha, the word bracha does not mean, the word bracha is not a prayer in the sense that we're showing gratitude to Hashem, but it's a lashon of riboy, where we're asking God that His mercy should be overpower and prevail over His kas. Okay, now, the Rajba wrote a tshuva about this subject, which I would like to share with you. And hopefully we could get through. He wrote two tshuvas on this. He says, in tshuva nun, in Chelake, he says, I already alluded to you, the inyan of bracha is, when we say, Baruch atah yizbarach v'yisroimam, or David said, Baruch atah Hashem lamdini chukecha, he says, even if there is a secret, a deep secret, I've already brought it close, as much as possible. Now, the bigger question is that which you see in the pasuk that Hashem says, "Ki boy bach Hashem l'sharsa ulavarech b'shmoy," or "Ubeirachtas Hashem leikacha," or the Gemara in Brachos that we just quoted. So, what does this mean? What this means is, we know the Gemara in Chulin says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mesavel L'Tfilas in Shal Yisrael, and this is the Midah that Hashem Yisbarach, His Chachma is Mechayev, that through the Tfilah of His Righteous One, then God's goodness increases to those who He blesses. So the concept of a bracha is, again, it causes His influence to flourish. And this is something that he describes in greater detail in the next Tshuva, and Tshuva Nun Aleph. He says, "Hachacham hashalim sha'alta," the wholesome wise man that you asked, "Mahu inyan habracha shabracha?" What is the concept of brachas? Shabracha toisefes toiva. Bracha is adding goodness to my Yosef Evel Adonav. What could a servant add to his master? He says, "Be'emes lashon bracha toisefes v'ribayhu." The truth is, the lashon of bracha is addition. V'humi lashon berchos hamayim, like a pool of water. V'yesh b'inyan habrachos soid amak, there's a secret in brachos. One who is zoicha to understand the secrets of the Torah will understand it. Va'amnam gam aleihem mavur, but we could explain this as follows. Ki habracha v'toysefes habracha yia mibeis sadim. The concept of blessing or addition could be from two possibilities. Pa'amim mitzad ha-mekabel u'pa'amim mitzad ha-noisein. Sometimes it could be from the vantage point of the recipient and sometimes from the vantage point of the giver and the mashpia. The mashal is, k'melach ha-noisein mashpia mituvei la'avadav, like a king who bestows goodness on his servants, sh'nireis ha-bracha la'avadav mitzad shenes baruch hu v'nitoisef sh'oich ha-ser v'nes malu. Let's say you have a king and his servants. So the blessing of the king is apparent in the servants, what the servants receive. But the melech already has everything, and you don't see any blessing in him. So the king was magnanimous to his attendants, and the blessing is apparent in the attendants, but the king is not missing anything, so the blessing is not apparent in him. The king was constantly giving, b'li hefsek, incessantly, matanus gedos achados amrus, great presence to his many armies, be'emes yirshu ba'asmai, mizbarach hashe in a posek of yirega me haspek kol chaylos of gedosahem. Meaning, it would seem that the king is being blessed because he doesn't stop even for a moment from supplying all of his soldiers with what they need. It's not that the king is getting more from elsewhere and is accepting blessing from someone greater than him, who's providing for him. Everyone is blessing him. Means as follows. Let's say you have a king who's so magnanimous and wealthy that the entire day he's bestowing goodness on thousands and thousands and millions of soldiers. It looks like he's blessed. Why? Not that someone's supplying his needs, but every soldier is crying out, blessed are you, blessed are you, blessed are you, blessed are you. And all day long, all you hear is this king being showered with blessing from everywhere. So it's not that someone's providing this king with any resources. The king has unending resources. But everyone's constantly acknowledging his beneficence. So it looks like the king is blessed because he's just surrounded by blessing. It's like he's a never-ending source of blessing. And his storehouses will never be deceitful because they're always faithful. They're always providing. And the more he gives, the more people recognize. And they realize he keeps on giving, 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 and his blessing has no measurement. So if you see somebody who has so much and is always giving and everyone's just thanking, thanking, thanking him, then the way we have to describe him is he's just blessed. Not blessed by somebody who's providing his needs, but he's so all-giving and all-having that all people could say about him is, blessed are you, you know, thank you. V'ilu hayu avadav maktinim oisai v'ayu poisik leitiv lehem. If his servants would diminish him and he would stop to give to them, yeidu v'yachsu avadav shlo yikiru begadlus ha-melech. If his servants would diminish him and he would stop giving them, then the servants would think that they don't recognize shasiba mehem sha'otzosim chaser mikama shahayu ve'enoikein. They may think it's because the king is lacking, but it's not so. In other words, this king who's constantly giving, let's say the day would come that he would stop giving for a moment, so the servants might mistakenly think the reason he stopped giving is because he ran out, but it's not true. The reason he stopped giving is because they stopped recognizing and appreciating. In other words, a king who's so magnanimous, if he would ever stop giving, it's not because of him, it's because of the recipient. So this is the concept of the brachas. We thank Hashem for our food, and all the benefits that reach us. And we pray that God's blessing should continue. We want God's blessing to always continue so that the world should recognize that He is blessed. Blessed means a never ending fountain of blessing. Like the pasuk says, you forsook me, the source of living water, Hashem, shemekar mayim chayim, meima of mimenu, the source of living water, is from Him. Heim lo yafsiku meima bilti sheyitzarch adam lasaf aleim kasheyasvu ba'bayrois. God's water doesn't cease, it's just man has to be able to gather it. What's even more a question, in according to what you're asking, that which we say His name should be great, elevated, and uplifted. Kolol mikol abrachos. Baruch, at least you could say, is a description that He is all-including and all-encompassing, all-blessing. Uma matza aloshen loymar yisroimam v'yisnase le'enei hakol b'masav v'nefla'oisav b'berchoisav ad she'akira hakol shehu amaroimam v'amisnase l'chol roish mevoirach. The Chasher Amar Yisroi, like Yisroi said, "Ata yadati ki gadol Hashem mikol oikim." Va'omer v'isgadilti v'isgadishti va'omer ata enase. In other words, more than asking, what does Baruch mean? What we should ask, what does it mean, Yisgadel v'yisroimam v'yisnasei? Baruch could be a description that God encompasses all blessing, but the expression of Yisroimam and Yisnasei, or Hisgadilti, v'gam hu roitze sheyispalu lufanav chasidav laharbois toivoysav albriyoysav v'shola yigrumu chatosam l'chaser toivoysav mehem. And this is the pshat in the Gemara that we read, Amar Le Yishma b'ni barcheni. Okay, so the Rashba is somewhat cryptically is learning that when we say God is blessed, it could mean one of two things when you say someone is blessed. It could be the recipient, and it could be from the vantage point of the giver. That a king that's always giving and incessantly giving, we would say this king is Mizbarach, because since he's constantly supplying and all that people could do is express their bracha, so they have no alternative, they have no choice but to constantly be blessing him. So that benefactor is called blessed. Not that someone else is providing him, but it's because he's giving so much and he's constantly hearing that he should be blessed, that he is called Baruch. Now, I want to share with you the Perush of the Nefesh HaChaim on the word Baruch. The Nefesh HaChaim is in Shar Beis, Perek Beis. The Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, the primary disciple of the Vilna Gaon, he says the word Baruch is not a praise, is not a tehillah, is not a shevach like people think. Okay, so if you think that when we're saying Baruch, we're praising God, no, you're wrong. Say, how could that be? I'm over 50 years old, I've been saying Baruch Mehol, I thought I was praising God. Okay, live and learn. You're not praising God. Ela tefillah ubakashas rachamim. Me? Am I Ashkenaz? That's a very interesting question, but it's beyond the scope of this year. Okay.
That was what I asked.
We got to mute you, sorry. Okay, so so the Nefesh HaChaim says that the word Baruch is not a praise. Because in the Gemara Rabbi Yishmael, B'ni Barcheni, Loi Omar Shum Shvach Baruch Hasi, he's not saying any praise in his bracha, Ela Tfila U'Bakoshes Rachamim. But rather, it is a prayer. So Baruch is a prayer. V'chein bav matzia aminan u'beirachecha. It says, and he will bless you. Yotza Kadosh Baruch she'ein tzarich bracha. And the Gemara says, no, God doesn't need a bracha, but it says ve'achad v'zad brachas Hashem, which means God needs a bracha. You hear this? The Gemara says in bav matzia, God needs a bracha. So if it was a praise, God doesn't need a praise. Avol emes ki baruch perush lashon toisefes v'riboy. The word baruch means adding a multitude, a lot, like it says, "Kachna es birchasi, take my plenty," or "Uberach es lachmacha, he will make your bread plenty." Uberach pri vidnecha, v'habracha kayotz v'amikra, she'i afshel afarshem lashon tila v'shevach. There are many instances where the word baruch is not a praise, but rather it means a lot. Lashon toisef es v'riboy. In fact, the Maral of Prague says that if you look at the letters of the word Baruch, Beis is 2, Chaf is 20, Resh is 200. The whole word represents a lot, a multitude, many. And the Zohar, in many places, it says, La'am shacha berchan, to draw the blessing, La'araka berchan, to pour the blessing, Asuva berchan, Toifev's ribuya, look in the Raya Mehemna. Shtet baruch ata Hashem, it means, Kimashmai, to draw and have poured forth life from the source of life for the sake of Hashem. So Baruch means you're trying to draw blessing. V'achalta v'savata v'rachtas Hashem. Says the Zohar, v'inun berchan orik barnash v'inun milen. To draw and to pour life from the source of life for the sake of Hashem. And these brachos a person pours with these words. The Reb Chaim Vital, the Maharchu, and the Pri Eitz Chaim, Shara Kaddishim, he says, Soid Baruch b'chol minei ribuyin. It's the essence of many types of multitudes. He writes later on, this idea, and the Rajba also on the Gemara, Yishma b'ni barcheni. Now, we have to know, a very important yesod, that when we're saying the word Baruch, we are not even referring to the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not referring to the essence of God, Chalila v'Chalila, because God is elevated above all blessing. The Inyan is, like it says in the Zohar, Dekut Shabrichu, Sasun v'Galya. God is hidden and revealed. Because His essence, His endless, infinite essence is hidden. And God's essence, we cannot give it names, we cannot term it, we cannot describe it. Even the Shem Havaya is not a description of God's essence. Even the Kutsa Shel Yud of God's Shem Havaya is not a description of God's essence. And even though the Zohar says, Yizbarach, he calls him Ein Soif, that is not a kinoi for God's essence, but rather it's a kavana to our level of understanding the strengths that are influenced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's connection to the world. So therefore we call Him Ein Soif, we say Ein Reishis, because His essence is unending and has no beginning. I'm sorry. He says as follows. God's essence, we cannot say that He has no end or no beginning. That's only from our vantage point. Our vantage point is racious. Okay. In other words, the Nefesh HaChaim is saying like this. Why does the Zayah refer to God as Ein Soif and not Ein Reishis? Because from God's essence, He's not Ein Soif, He has no end and no beginning. But from our vantage point, we can't say that He has no beginning, because from our vantage point, it looks like there is a beginning. But we know there's no end. But from Hashem's essence, not only is there no beginning, there's no end either. That's why the Zohar refers to Him as Ein Soif, because from our vantage point, there's no Ein Soif. But we wouldn't say Ein Reishis, but Mitzad Mitziusai, He's Ein Soif Ein Reishis. Furthermore, what could be achieved by us a little bit, and that which we could describe in different names and kinuyim and midos. In other words, if God's essence has no end and is beyond description, so what are all these various terminologies that we find in the Torah or in the Tefillah? All names of God, whether it's Shem Havaya, whether it's Elikim, whether it's Tzvakos, whether it's Shakai, Kulam Heim Rak Mitzadis Chabrusa Yisrach HaLeilamis, is only God's relative to the world and His interaction with the world and the various influences He gives to the world, lahamidam, to set it, to cause it to be an entity and to breathe life into it and to guide it. Meaning, a very important principle, that every name of God that we are aware of does not describe His essence, but merely describes how God interrelates with this world. Ulefi kol shinoi prate stari hanhoge shemishtalta v'nimshach hazeh olam. And based on all the various differences in how Hashem guides and causes to trickle down and be mishtalshel, like we're learning in Talmud Devara, that there are various spheros, and the way God influences this world is He causes from the highest sphera, and the highest world of Atzilus, and the highest sphere of Keser, to trickle down, down, down through the various spheros. That's how God interacts with this world, whether for din, whether for chesed, whether for rachamim, through the koichos al yoinam, and the way they mix together, so there are different names of God. So based on one particular hanhaga, He has one name. Or on a different Hanaga, a different name, whether it's Racham, whether it's Chanan, whether it's Elikim, whether it's Havaya. And even the Shem Ha'etzem HaMiyuchad Havaya Loyal Atzmusa Yisbarach L'Vadam Yachdem Lai. We are not unifying him based on His essence, but rather based on the way He connects with the various Olamais. Which, what it means is, He was, is, and will be, and He brought everything into being. Meaning, He connects to the various worlds to bring them into existence and to sustain them. And this is what the Arizal writes, in quoting the Pri Etz Chaim, that all the kinuyim and all the shemos, heim shmois ha'atzmos ha'mespashtim b'sfirois, are the names that are influential in the various spheres. Okay, so bottom line, what does bracha mean? So Nefesh HaChaim continues in Shar Beis, Perek Daled, that v'da inyan abracha islo yisbarach b'chal abracha z'atulot sheperushayhu. Whenever we say blessing, it's toisefes v'riboy mamish. It means a lot. That it is the will of God, for some hidden reason, that He was mesakein, and He designated that through our brachas and tefillos, the various forces in the heavens are prepared and designated and primed to be mekabel, the influence of the Kedusha of Hashem, and to be mamshech, and to add the Kedusha of the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way God set up the world, that for His influence to be effectuated in the various olamos, is only activated through the brachas that we make. And they come, me'atzmusa yisbarach, that connects to them and is mespashet. And this Tosefes is influencing on Klal Yisrael, who caused this to be. This is the meaning of the Gemara, that Hashem says to Rabbi Shmuel, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Rabbi Shmuel, Yishmael b'ni barcheni, what was the bracha? Yiratzon sheyichbishu rachamecha as kascha, v'yagoylo rachamecha, that Hashem should deal with us minus harachamim. Look in the Zayar, in Rus, Rav Nachman Pasach, V'achalta, Uveirachta, Rav Yehuda. the koyach of Berachas Hamazon is so great that it adds koyach bepamal yoshamala. And therefore Chazal say in the Zohar, anyone who eats and doesn't make a bracha is a robber. Who are you robbing from? God. What are you robbing from Him? Ki hu goizel. You're stealing, umayneah me'aylamais. You're stealing from the various worlds, all the shefa and all the bracha and the kedusha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be mashpia through the bracha. So you're stealing from Hashem's worlds all the influence that would have been activated. V'chein kol ha'mikrois. This is the meaning of all the psukim. Baruch Hinavshi es Hashem. Baruch Ata Hashem Lekei Yisrael. Or any, all the like. It's all of this inyan. It's all from Hashem's desire to connect to the Bria. And this is what it means. Avoida Tzorech Gavaya. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs our Avoida. He needs it. Because in order for Him to operate, that's the way He set up the world in the various Olamos. Okay, so this is all on the word Baruch, Bezos Hashem. Next week we're going to discuss the tense of the bracha, because the bracha starts, blessed are you, and we're talking second person, and then we say, Shehakol Nia B'dvaroi, and we're talking third person. Every single bracha goes from Noichach to Nistar. We're talking directly to someone, and then we're talking about them. So why is that? That we will discuss Bezos Hashem next week. And in 90 seconds, we are going to start our shir on the parsha. Hang in there right away. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.